From Lena Versi Athletics, this is the Burn 'Em Up Podcast. And now let's join your host, Carmen Lastoria and Philip Tang.
Welcome back to the Burn 'Em Up Podcast, brought to you by Food City. Philip Tang, Carmen Lastoria, here with you this afternoon. After a week off, Carmen, we are back and we are in the thick of crossover season, and we've got the first championship of the semester coming up this week.
Yeah, we're excited to talk about that. But first things first, Tang, we are recording this on Valentine's Day. So, did you get the flowers or the candy or something for
the flowers
Allison?
Are being delivered later. I'm going to pick them up after work and
smart
get them.
Smart
move.
So. Okay.
And then I don't know where we're going to go eat tonight. I'm letting her decide, and she hasn't made that decision
Another
yet,
smart so. Move. Yeah, I got the teddy bear for my daughter and the flowers. I got that ready this morning waiting for them. So, a word to the guys. Just cover your bases
here, exactly.
On Valentine's Day.
Exactly. I think last year at this time, we were at Birmingham for the GSC
You and I share Valentine's Day together where did we end up going after the indoor
I don't remember. It was some.
We went to a sub shop or something, and Tang and I celebrated Valentine's Day together. So, yeah, this year we actually get to be with our significant
exactly.
other.
Exactly. So. Much better situation.
Much better situation. Yes. No offense. Yes.
Our guest today was also competing last year on Valentine's Day, and he'll be competing this coming Thursday and Friday at the GST Championship, Kale Kaysen, who's been on a roll, Carmen.
He has. Kale, I don't want to put you on the spot here, but we're talking about Valentine's Day. I mean, mm-hmm. Do you have a special someone in your life, or are you just focused on the game? And
no,
competing?
I do have a special someone. Okay. I'm gonna get her all the gifts and stuff at Nationals. That's where everything's gonna happen.
Is this somebody on the track team?
No, sir. Okay. Back from home.
Back from home.
Yes, sir.
So you're gonna take care of that at Nationals.
Yes, sir.
Smart man. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. We got it.
Okay. Getting hit multiple and my mom's birthdays during that same
Fantastic,
time, so I can
man.
Get all gifts at one time.
Smart man.
Perfect. So how did you end up here at Lee?
Well, I was originally at Texas Tech. I got into a pretty bad injury. And so, I had to get a medical disqualification from there. Started getting better throughout time over a 2-year span. Started getting better. Towards the end, I was ready to get running back and stuff. And due to NCAA regulations, they can't give a medical disqualification back to the same athlete at the same school. So I had to hit the transfer portal, and then that's how I ended up here. And, it's a blessing in disguise.
Definitely, it's funny how kind of life works out that way, right? Obviously, you didn't want to go through that injury, but it puts you here at Lee. So just talk about, I know, we'll focus on this week and Nationals coming up, and you've got mm-hmm. big goals for that. But just talk about what you've already accomplished here at Lee and how special it's been to be a part of this group and really be one of those athletes that has just helped take, Lee track and field to the next level.
Yes, and no, we have a great group of guys we got to work with every day. They push me harder to be the best athlete that I can be, and that ultimately drives everyone to be better. Coming from Tech, there's always going to be someone better than you, no matter what. It's in your school across the water, or it doesn't really matter. There's always going to be someone better than you, so you know that you got to keep pushing, keep driving as much as you possibly can to be the best athlete that you can be. And I'm glad and blessed that I am one of those athletes that people can look up to and know that, hard work does pay off. It doesn't matter where you came from, what kind of things like that. And so it's just been really fantastic, being able to come here and really kind of click into the group of guys that we have and women, and just kind of, as soon as we get here, I just kind of start taking over the GSC, which was fantastic.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we've enjoyed that too.
Yeah, you've added a new event this year. You're telling me beforehand.
Correct.
The Heptathlon. How did you decide to add that to your event, your repertoire?
I mean, if you kind of looked at what I've done over the past, last year and things like that, I started adding new events that were in the Heptathlon, and I was kind of doing great in those events. And Coach and I just sat down over the summer and kind of decided on, let's give the Heptathlon a try. Since you already do those in open events and kind of succeed really well in those, and he just wanted to kind of take some time for us to figure out those missing events that I've never done, shot put, pole vault, and the 1,000. And so we put those together, kind of found the missing pieces, and it ultimately, came into a really, really good score. And so I'm ranked like top 45 in the nation right now in all, across all NCAA, D1, D2, D3.
Wow.
And so it's just been really, an eye-opening experience knowing that this is really what I came here to do.
What's your favorite event? Obviously, you have the luxury of, getting involved in multiple events, but is there one that you just get extra hype for?
The hurdles. The hurdles is by far my favorite event because every time I get in the blocks, I know that I'm the best person on that track at that point in time. And that's also a thing that I've been working with is having that confidence, knowing every time that you step on a track, no one should be better than you. Even if there are people better than you, track is a very mental and psychological game because your body's going to be hurting at all the time. There's not a time that you just feel 100% at all times. And so it just really is about having that mental focus when you get in the blocks or get on that runway or get in the pit to understand that it's your time to take over. And that's what I'm trying to preach to the guys. It doesn't matter what's going on to the next event. And so that's what Coach told us in the multi is, you know, change your shoes, change your mindset. Doesn't matter how that last event went. It matters about the next event because you can only progress from there. So,
yeah, and I love that mindset. I mean, I think, you know, when you say that, sometimes, you know, especially for people who, you know, may not be in competition, they kind of step back and say, well, that's, you know, that's prideful or that's this or that. But that's the mindset that all great athletes have to have. I mean, you just hit the nail on the head. Like, you have to know that you're the best in order to push through and make it through that. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Do you feel like a lot of, especially the elite athletes, have that mindset? They're like, I'm the best no matter what out there?
Correct. I mean, if you even look at like some of the great athletes, they say that I'm the best.
Oh,
like
yeah.
LeBron James, Michael Jordan, they've all said that they're the best. And I'm not near what they are, but it's that mindset, it's that killer instinct that all athletes should have no matter what sport it is, to go out there and give your best and just know that what you're about to do is you're going to give your all, and hopefully, and then it's in God's hands at that point on how you do.
Cal, talk a little bit about the dynamic of track and field, because it is a very individual sport in some sense in many of the events, and yet you are competing on behalf of a team. So kind of walk me through that dynamic of, you know, really it's your personal responsibility to get yourself ready, and you want to accomplish goals personally, but then also, you know, when you reach your goals, you're helping the team as well.
Correct. And so, I mean, talking like that, the more the individual side is more at the meets. You know, everybody's warming up at different times. You know, you have your special groups. You know, everybody that does hurdles warm up together and things like that. But really the team aspect comes at practice and when you're not on the track. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how you build that relationship with everyone. And, you know, when you're out there working out, everyone's going through it. There's not a time where, you know, we're all running and no one's tired. Like, everyone's going to be exhausted no matter what.
Right.
And so that's where the team aspect comes through is, you know, who's going to step up and, you know, not act like they're tired and try to push everybody through and try to get us to that point where we want to and, you know, ultimately win another championship. But it's just that mindset, again, is even when we're out there at practice, try to be better than your teammates. Doesn't matter if they are better than you, and if they are, join them because they know what they're doing and they have been in that situation before. Work with your athlete, work with your fellow teammates to make you better. That's ultimately, you know, a huge thing about track and field. And, you know, the team aspect is phenomenal. We have a great group of guys, great group of women, you know, across, you know, cross country and on the track. It's just a very great dynamic and everybody's, you know, hyping each other up, you know, trying to be there for each other no matter what is going on. And so, you know, at track, it's a very large meet. And it's just trying to be the best athlete you can be and help out everybody else.
Now, Cale, you guys have had tremendous amounts of success. You talked about coming into the GSC and dominating right away. So how do you guard against complacency?
What's that?
Good answer, right? Great answer, yeah. You know, you got the bullseye on your back, though, right? So everybody's gunning for you. So how do you keep that fire burning?
Man, it's been like this since high school.
Yeah.
You know, coming in everyone's going to have a target on their back no matter what's going on. But, you know, being one of the better athletes, I like that target on my back because it pushes me harder because I don't want people that are below me to beat me.
Mm-hmm.
I only want someone that is truly better than me to beat me at every point in time. And so with that target on my back, I love it because it shows that what I have done, what I've worked hard for, what I've done to get here, blood, sweat, and tears, is finally paying off. And, you know, all that hard work that you put in, you know, on the off days, rainy days where you don't want to be out there, it really motivates you to know that, okay, I am one of the top dogs now. And it's just, it really pushes you forward.
Who are some of the other guys on the track and field team that really kind of hype up and get your team ready to go at every meet?
Man, we have so much people. I really want to say a lot of the sprinters. We do a great job on that. It's hard for me to talk about the cross country team because we're in two different. They work at sure. different times than us, sure. but there are a few guys on there that do a great job on hyping everyone up. The main guys I can think of are Nokia, Justin, Don, Nick, Caleb, Miles, Timmy, and some of our freshmen that are starting to really kind of get the feel of like kind of what we're about. No matter how bad you do it, on to the next event, and you got to help everybody else, especially at GSCs. Not everything's going to go the way that you want it.
Well, following that up, how important is it for the freshmen to kind of gain that knowledge that quickly, the way they can start turning into leaders the next year?
No, it's good because a lot of us will be leaving next year. And so we have talked to the freshmen and say, like, this is what that y'all have to do. Like, y'all got to be great teammates. Y'all, it's going to be a young group next year. And so everyone has to step up. There's not going to be one person that's going to stand out. Y'all are all young and all came in at the same time. Y'all are all friends. And so they just have to really, you know, form a really good group and, you know, kind of piggyback off of each other and, you know, hopefully win, be able to continue to win championships.
Cale, to be a track and field athlete, and particularly to be a track and field athlete that has had the success that you have had, mm-hmm. it's a full-time job.
Yes, sir.
But when you're not competing, when you're not practicing, what are some things you like to do just to kind of blow off some steam, have some fun, wear some hobbies?
I really like going to shoot, hunting. I'm big into hunting.
Okay.
But really don't have much time to
not
go.
Not enough time for that
not
right
not
now,
enough
right?
time to do all that.
We'll
but,
worry about that later.
Yeah, I just play a lot of video games. It's pretty a basic college student answer, yeah. but, I mean, that's just kind of what it is.
What's the game? What's the
Elder Scrolls Online. That's the game that I've been on. Yeah, so it's hard to, you know, find a lot of things to be able to do while being a student athlete because you still got your schoolwork to do.
Sure, no doubt.
Lots of recovery. That's the big thing is even when you're playing the games, you know, put your feet up, you know, do lots of recovery and just start your day over again.
Well, I think that's the thing that people, you know, probably don't understand. You know,
right.
fans, you know, they come to the games, they see you guys compete, they see you guys have success, and that's great. But they don't see, you know, behind the scenes, mm-hmm. that recovery you're talking about, or even in your situation, having to rehab from serious injury and what all that takes. So, Cale, man, we are extremely proud of you. We know good things are coming.
Yes, sir.
Thursday and Friday at the GSC indoors, at Nationals,
correct.
And then into outdoors. So we look forward to following along with you. But thanks so much for joining us on the Burn'em Up podcast. Listen, I said off air,
mm-hmm.
but, man, the athletes that have been on the show
yes.
immediately following their next event, they've done really well. So we're hoping that the Burn'em Up podcast
I will make
off.
Sure that happens.
There you go. All right, keep us going.
Thanks for joining us, Cale. We'll take a quick timeout and be back with more here in just a moment on the Burn'em Up podcast.
Attention shoppers, don't forget to ask our certified butchers for great recipe tips.
This is an authentic butcher shop.
Where meat is hand-cut in-store, beef is ground fresh daily, and expert advice from a certified butcher is always free of charge.
Free advice? That's what I call value. The quality I crave, the value I count on.
Nobody does food like Food City.
Welcome back to the Burn'em Up podcast. Philip Tang, Carmen Story back here with you, brought to you by Food City. And Carmen, we missed last week. There was so much going on. We didn't get a chance to sit down and do anything, basically in the office all week, because we had so much going on the field, which is a good thing. And we're rolling in February. All of our spring sports are off to great starts.
Yeah, they are. You know, it's an exciting time because you've got, of course, basketball getting into now the final 2 weeks. That's hard to believe, right?
Yes.
The final 2 weeks of the regular season. You've got the, as we talked with Cale, right, you've got the indoor track and field season with conference championship and then nationals in a couple of weeks. So those winter sports are winding down. Spring sports are ramping up. Lacrosse is off to a great start, 3-1. Got a big road win. Shout out to Coach Megan Smith on getting her first road win
yes.
as a head coach. And so they won yesterday at Lincoln Memorial. Tennis teams are off to 1-0 starts. So congratulations to Patrick Hines. Baseball team is
5-3 now.
You know, lost a really good game, 9-7, to an undefeated Young Harris team yesterday, but they are 5-3 after a crazy comeback. We'll talk
yes.
a little bit about that on Super Bowl Sunday, coming back from down 9 runs to win 10-9. Softball's 3-0. They haven't played in what feels like forever,
forever right.
because of rain and sickness, so they'll get back to work this weekend. But, yeah, it's an exciting time. Golf is getting ready to ramp up here in a couple of weeks, Phillip. So, yeah, it's an important time to download the Leaf Flames app because there's so much going on. Stay connected to everything. That app, of course, brought to you by Hardee's. But, yeah, it's a busy time of year, but I'm seeing a lot of wins, a lot of success for our student-athletes and really excited about it.
Yeah, you mentioned that baseball game on Sunday. Down 9-0 after the fourth inning and make that crazy comeback. I was following along listening to George, and I was like, all right, I need to go and watch these last few innings.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I'd kind of given up on it. No offense, boys, but it was 9-0. I was listening on the radio and getting my updates on the app, and I was getting things ready for our Super Bowl party, and I had kind of checked out, I'm not going to lie, and I won't do that again because then I get an update, close game alert. That's a beautiful thing about the app is it'll also update you if a game gets close. Lo and behold, it was like a one-run game. And then I tune in and catch the walk off there. But what a resilient, you get down 9-0. Most teams are going to fold and just say, hey, it's not our day. But the boys battled back. JoJo playing really at a high level. Josiah Miller's playing at a high level. Got some big hits there. JJ Williams, Brandon Daniel, everybody right. producing in that comeback and good pitching to kind of keep it where it was to get yourself back into the game. But hats off to Coach Brew and his guys because that was a really fun comeback and a big win. It helped you win the series.
Yes.
That was they had won 18-4 on Friday, and you're kind of thinking you're going to roll through this against Mars Hill. Then you have a tough luck 5-4 loss on Saturday, and then on Sunday you find yourself down 9-0. So you feel like maybe you're going to drop a series at home against a non-conference team, and they battled back. So great win.
They almost did yesterday down 7-2, came back and
came back again.
Tied at 7-7, but they ended up losing at 9-7. They've lost all three games have been by combined 4 runs this year.
Yeah, and I think it's a good sign there, right? I mean, the midweek games are a little tricky because obviously you're throwing a lot of different pitchers out there, and so you saw that on both sides. Young Harris brought in a guy, and he was had several walks, and they kind of let us back into the game there, and then we kind of gave them a few things there. So that's kind of how those midweek games go. But I think a lot to be excited about because it's a never say die team. They have a lot of fun playing together. There's a lot of depth up and down that lineup. I mean, there's guys that are going to hit eventually that are off to slow starts. And then pitching wise, things will settle in. You're still trying to find out your kind of bullpen rotation. You got a pretty good idea of what your starting rotation looks like, but you're still trying to find those bullpen guys and who's going to be your longer reliever, who's going to be your high leverage seventh, eighth inning guy, who's going to be the closer, those type of things. And so you're still trying to work those things out. But we get into conference play this weekend now with going two shorter to play baseball and softball. So hopefully both teams can get off to a good start because non-conference is fine, but it's really it gets real when you get into conference play.
Last time we'll go two shorter as conference opponents.
That's right. Conference realignment. It's not just for Division I football, folks.
No.
It's happening at the Division II level as well. So Shorter is going to be leaving to go to Conference Carolinas. That's probably a conference, by and large, they can be more competitive in. It's been very difficult for them to be competitive lately here in the Gulf South Conference. So, they're so close. They're an old rival. We hope that we'll still have some of those
non-conference
games occasionally in some different sports, but this will be the last time we play them, at least in a regular season series in baseball and softball.
Yeah, so the Flames baseball team will go to Rome. The softball team, as Carmen mentioned, did not play last weekend due to rain because Mercyhurst and Indianapolis were so far away, they didn't want to drive all the way down here and have a chance of not playing, so they decided to stay back at home. And so the Lady Flames have had basically 2 weeks now between games. The sweep against Cedarville, and now we take on Shorter.
And it's a little unfortunate, right, because you play so well.
They had a
nice comeback, walk-off win in Game 1, and then really dominated Games 2 and 3 of that series. And so you're playing really well. You're getting good pitching. You're getting good hitting up and down the lineup. And then all of a sudden, it's like the season hasn't really started again because you take 2 more weeks off. So you can't control the weather, and you can't control sickness. They had a midweek that was canceled due to a lot of sickness. Then they had back-to-back weekend series that were canceled due to rain and weather. And so, unfortunately, those are 2 weekends that, you should have been playing ball and didn't get an opportunity to get out there. But, or 1 weekend.
It was a combo because it was all 3 teams.
That's right. So you had the 1 weekend that got rained out, and then you had the midweek as well. So, those things happen. They've been practicing hard. But, hopefully they can continue because they got off to such a good start in that first week, and you hope you can keep that momentum going in the conference play here.
lacrosse team won yesterday, Tuesday, 16-10 over Lincoln Memorial. On Saturday at home, they'll take on Rhodes College out of Memphis, Tennessee. Rhodes is a Division III school. This will be their first game of the year. They made the NCAA tournament last year, so they're a pretty good Division III team.
Yeah, it'll be another good test. So obviously, the way the GSC is set up in lacrosse, there's not as many teams, so you play a whole lot more non-conference games. So it'll still be a couple of weeks before we get into conference play. But yeah, big win yesterday, going on the road to Lincoln Memorial, getting a win there. They looked really sharp in the second half of their win on Saturday.
Yes.
You know, that was a game that it was nip and tuck with Tusculum there in the first half. We were up by one and then, you know, outscored them, I don't know,
what, 15-1 or
15-1 or something like that in the second half. So Coach Mego's really got those girls playing well. Hannah Vexey had an incredible game. I think 6 goals, 6 assists, something crazy like that. She was the GSC player of the week. So shout out to Hannah Vexey. But yeah, they playing well right now. Hopefully they can keep it going. But as you mentioned, don't sleep on Rhodes. They're a D3 school, but a very, you know, they made the tournament, so they're a good D3 lacrosse program. And so should be a good test on Saturday at the Raycon Sports Complex.
The other spring sport going on this week will be tennis. They had their opening win against King, and then last weekend they got washed out against Carson Newman. Now they go to Cleveland, Mississippi to take on Delta State and GSC. So you had one match before you hop into GSC play for tennis.
Yeah, we talked about with baseball, softball, there's not a whole lot of downtime before you get into conference play. Same thing with the men's and women's tennis program. So Delta State, I believe, has a new coach down there, right?
Yes.
And so that's a program in flux a little bit. So hopefully Coach Hines and his guys and girls can go down there and get a win, get off to a good start in conference play. But they're another one because of weather. You know, there's kind of been a little bit of a lull there between matches with their first match and that win against King. So, yeah, hopefully they can come out sharp, ready to go, and I know they're itching to get at it.
Men's golf will start next Monday. So next week they'll go to St. Leo, the Invitational, where we've had some pretty good success there the last couple springs.
Yeah, I think we've won the tournament a couple of times. We've had individual winners, high finishes there. So that's a track that our team is very familiar with, especially obviously the returning players. So I know Coach Spence is excited. Boy, they really turned it on there at the end of the
fall.
They did. I mean, they're ranked fifth right now in the country. So they are, you know, they're poised to get right back to nationals. Had a really strong finish to the fall, so hopefully they can keep that momentum going. Because obviously when you talk about golf, you want to play well in the fall. It does count in the overall, you know, seeding and rankings that decide who gets into regional. But the spring is the championship season. So that's when you have your conference there in April. And of course, hoping to certainly get to regionals and nationals again. 2022 national champs made it all the way to match play again last year. They've been in match play the last 3 years. So the men's golf program looking to just continue to build off of that success.
The other events at home this weekend are basketball. Two of the last three home games are this Thursday and Saturday. Mississippi College on Thursday. Jim Masters is coming back to Walker Arena. So if you want to see high-flying action where you're amazed that no one's getting hurt, come watch on Thursday at both halftimes.
I always hold my breath. They'll be at both halftimes, so maybe if you need to come early because of, you know, you have young kids. Kids love it. My daughter loves it. It's a great show. So, yeah, make sure to come on out. They'll be performing at both halftimes, and it'll be two big games. I mean, those are obviously conference games as we wind down here. Every game matters for conference seating. Every game matters for regional bids. It'll be a good test on Thursday and Saturday for our men's and women's basketball teams.
We're right in the middle of the first conference championship. Indoor will go down to Birmingham. Jonathan Murray and I will go on Friday to cover it. Hopefully, we're going to bring back two more Gulf South Conference championships.
Yeah, we've had, on the women's side, an incredible stranglehold on that. They've won, I think, 6 indoor in a row. I mean, they've dominated the indoor, outdoor, and cross country. And then, the men have won that event over the last couple of years as well, a couple of times. So usually it's a little tighter on the men's side, I think, but we're certainly planning. The goal is to go down there and get 2 trophies. We'll see how it shakes out. I know Cale's, not lacking for confidence,
no, he
man. He's
not.
Fired up and ready to go. I love it. I mean, I think that's what you've got to have. The greats have it. And they'll walk in there with the bullseye on their back, but with a lot of confidence, and hopefully they can bring it back. But certainly keep it locked in to LeeUFlames.com and at LeeUFlames on social media. You guys, particularly on Friday, will get some really great coverage of that event, and hopefully we'll have a couple of championship trophy presentations as well.
Yeah, I hope so as well.
Before we wrap it up, we've been a couple weeks. So what's been your fired? You can take a couple weeks now. What's been your fired up moment since our last podcast?
Oh, if you're gonna give me a couple of weeks here, I know exactly where I'm going, and I'm going men's basketball down in Huntsville, getting the victory. That's a tough place to win. We had never beaten Huntsville in Huntsville. It's a great rivalry. Beyond Hendricks dropped 32 points. The veteran fifth year senior in his last game playing for the Flames down there in Huntsville. So congratulations to Coach Bubba Smith, and they have kept that momentum going. What is it, six in a row now that they have won?
Eight now.
I'm taking two away from them. Eight wins in a row, but that was a big-time win. That same road trip they won at West Al on Thursday, but that Saturday win, that's a place that's just we've come up short a couple of times. We've been close, and we've come up short, but that's my fired-up moment, them getting that win a couple weeks ago.
Mine will be something we've already mentioned, but the baseball walk-off on Sunday against Mars Hill. The carp was loud. It was rocking. It was a great experience just standing there. I was shooting some video, just watching everyone celebrate. That's by far my fired moment of the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, the crowds have been great at the carp, and it certainly was. I mean, I know the Super Bowl got interesting late going into overtime with the Chiefs pulling it out, but that was the Super Sunday event in my eyes, because what a great comeback. Absolutely.
That's going to do it for this episode of the Burn 'Em Up Podcast. We'll be back with you next week to recap the Gulf South Conference Indoor Track and Field Championships and have another guest for you here on the Burn 'Em Up Podcast, brought to you by Food City. For Carmel Astoria, I'm Philip Tang. We'll see you next week.